Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So, this episode is called Hotel Soup. Let me say it again. Hotel Soup. Where did I get that from? I'm about to tell you. Let me tell you something. Hotel Soup. Have anybody ever been in a hotel and you're scrambling trying to figure out how to use the appliances or the condiments that's there left in the hotel and make it work? Yeah, it's a long story, but I'm gonna give you the short, quick version of it real quick. So how did I come up with that shit? So I was listening to a friend of mine tell me about this chick that he flewed out. Yeah, I said flewed out. And honestly, the first time I heard that term flewed out, I thought that bitch don't know how to talk. Where is she from? Damn. And then everybody kept on saying flewed out, flewed out. So you know flewed out mean. I don't know if that's just the past tense of flying out or fly me out. I don't know. But you know what the hell it means. I'm not going to sit here and keep on going through it. And, you know, if I can get it, you can get it. So anyway, and yeah, so flewed out. He flew this chick out, and she was tripping about every damn thing. You know, I'm not finna be your maid. Because he asked her to make some ice cream or fix a bowl of ice cream or some shit like that. And, you know, just a whole bunch of mishaps and this shit didn't go well, to make a long story short. And I never thought long distance relationships was worth a heap of shit anyway. But some of them can really be good. I think it's just a level of maturity and a level of expectation. Like, what are you expecting? What do you want? What are you cool with? What do you say fuck it on? And so forth. And you can get past, you know, you can get through anything, right? So, you know, I changed my views on that a little bit, because to each they own. But so back to the hotel soup. The hotel soup to me, and what I was really getting from it, is the avatar or your internet persona versus reality. Now, I know half of y'all are going to sit up and say, shit, I'm the same person on the internet and in person. What you see is what you get. Well, I'm here to tell you, still ain't shit. Were you on the internet or in person? It's, you know, I'm trying to get to the meat of a real topic here. So I don't need to hear that bullshit about I'm 100. I'm 1,000 or whatever. The reality is, the shit is different. Your internet persona and what the fuck you do home and whatever. I mean, if the light could just be shined on half the people that's fronting and taking these glamorous pictures with, you know, with the filter, I ain't gonna lie. I love the way that fucking filter take all them imperfections off my ass. I said, damn, I look like a whole new motherfucker, and I like it. So, you know, you don't have to like it. You don't even have to care. I like it. Now, granted, you got dots and angels and shit flying around your head, and your ass is a cold cock ass Jezebel devil. That's not gonna fly for me. But the hotel soup, let me get to it. So, you're flying motherfuckers out. You're in the hotel. We spend so much time in our life trying to connect and make the perfect connection with another person, and we haven't really connected with ourselves. So with the hotel soup, I got to thinking. A guy had flew out to see me once, and he was in a hotel because I was like, I don't know you. You ain't coming to my house. But it was cool with him flying into my state. I can't stop you from doing that. He's like, I just really, really want to see you or whatever. So he flew into town or whatever. And so I made a point to actually go see him. We had went and had dinner one day. Fine. I dropped him off back to his room. Then the other day he was like, you know, why don't you just come up and you know, hang out with me for a minute in the room. Strange thing happened when I don't know if it was when I was contemplating going up to the room or it was right at, you know, up to the ninth hour when I went up there, but I got sick. I started getting sick. I don't remember if it was something I ate or whatever that set off my asthma, allergies, all the above, but I couldn't breathe. I could not breathe. And I was like, oh, I can't even lay my head down this. And it was so funny. So I said, you know what? I'm sorry. I can't breathe. I'm going to go home and take something and just go to bed. No, 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 no. So dude is in there calling up to the front desk, trying to get shit. He's making shit in the microwave, making shit with the coffee pot thingamajiggy. And, you know, he's in there saying, let me make you some hot tea. And then, you know, he's trying to find these magical cures. And I call it hotel soup because he was just sitting over there doing all of this shit, hoping I would get well because he had a hard dick. You know, he gave me a hug. His dick was hard. And you know, he wanted some pussy. Point blank. Point damn blank. So he was in there trying to make shit happen. And I was like, I'm going home. I can't breathe. You know. It was so funny because he would, I really give him an E for effort because I don't even know what the fuck an A would be, but I gave him an E for effort because he was trying so hard, but it was for his own gain. And it was all about the whole, I flew here to see her, so I have to quote unquote experience her or get her to like me or get her to want me. And it wasn't going to happen no matter what the fuck you did. And it just so happens that here it was by, you know, I do have some angels that watch over me, even though I cuss, they love me. And yeah, I got sick. You wasn't getting nothing, partner. And the funny thing about that, you know, women can always use that backup. My period just started or I'm on my period. And usually that's like a deterrent. It's like, you know, it's like roach spray. It makes men leave you the fuck alone. But, you know, if he's persistent or your man or paying or whatever the fuck it is, he could always say, well, hell, I don't want your coochie. I want something else. You know, I you can use your mouth or some, you know, you can find another method, another way. There's always another way. If you can't get in the door, let's go through the window. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. So the funny thing about this, and don't say I ain't never gave you no pointers and I ain't never gave you no strong ass advice. But I can't breathe, damn it. I can't fucking breathe. Shuts down everything. I can't lay down. We're too big to stand up. I can't suck your dick and breathe. I just can't. I'm trying to use my mouth to breathe. Nothing is happening, partner. I can't breathe. Do you understand what the fuck I can't breathe means? I can't. I'm doing all this fucking mouth breathing. Get out my damn face. Thank you for the soup, the hotel soup. Thank you for the hot tea with no goddamn sugar. You know, and two little bitty ass packages and shit that they give you with that little stirrer in the hotel. Thank you. Thank you. But guess what? You're still not getting any pussy. Okay? I'm not bending over shit. I can't breathe. I'm not laying down on shit. I can't breathe. I cannot breathe. Stop trying me. And it's just, it was divine. It was fucking divine intervention. I can't breathe. You know, I should name this shit I Can't Breathe, but we're going to go with this hotel soup. Because I had another conversation twice this week with some friends of mine. And they were just talking about how they just keep running into these bullshit ass men. I said, yeah. Because the hungry motherfuckers run out there first. I done told y'all asses about being hungry versus being full.
Fuck yourself real good. Buy yourself what you need. It's a no thank you concept. You can always say no thank you when you're not hungry. And they offer you shit. So, yeah, the hungry motherfuckers is out there first. We just got off of a major lockdown. The world, not just you, not just me, the world was locked down. People have had to do so much introspection and thinking about what the fuck they want to do with their life, if they going to make it. And those of us who have lived through it, because a lot of people didn't, we lived through COVID. We're going through this. We're going through all the hardships, all the other shit that came through it. You either built your business up and you own your grind, you're making the most money you ever made, or you lost every damn thing and you happen to pick your shit back up because you didn't have your, fuck it. You wasn't ready. A lot of people just ain't fucking ready, you know? So, you know, let's just be real. Here we go with trying to get back into the world. You know, we just spent all this time by ourselves, maybe lonely, you want your booty rub. The hungry motherfucker he has a purpose. He is just for rubbing your booty in the meantime. If you must need get your booty rubbed, if you have to have your ass rubbed, let the hungry motherfucker do it. If you just gotta have your ass rubbed. But that quality dude that you're looking for, he's not out yet. He's not out there on the scene. Because, shit, just ask yourself and just look around, bitch. A lot of stuff is still closed. A sensible motherfucker is not running out there because he had food. He's prepared. That's the type of dude you want. The hungry motherfuckers is running all over the place. The people who are extroverts that have to be seen, that have to have their ass touched, or they, you know, that have to fucking be in somebody's face, they out there. They out there. They every fucking where. They ain't already been on 10 vacations this year alone, okay? For real. For real. The hungry motherfuckers is already out there. And know who you are and know your worth and what you want so that you're not out there letting all the hungry motherfuckers eat you up. Go on ahead now. I meant it that way. It's coming. Just give it time. Give it time. You know, it's going to be a real hot girl summer this year. I promise you. June is around the motherfucking corner. We coming up on Memorial Day weekend. People plotting and planning and doing dumb shit. And still ain't going to get no ass this weekend. And that's okay. It's coming. Just sit down. The hungry motherfuckers is out there. You know, y'all ain't going to learn this shit the hard way. Who the fuck is out there? There's bitches with the hands out right now. Motherfuckers who didn't prepare for a storm or a winter or a harvest, they're out there. They didn't plant well. You gotta know who the fuck ran out the damn door first. These motherfuckers who was kept. But the ones who were doing the keeping, they're okay. Okay, so slow down. I do believe that the quality of person that you are looking for, they're getting ready to come out. And we all going to start running into each other. The quality folks. The no thank you. I've already eaten folks. So anyway, I say that to say because the brother flew the bitch out. And it went bad. And another brother I know, he flew out. And was in that chick's house. And it didn't go well. And he tried to blame women. I said, no. You blame yourself. See, because we have to understand when we've made some badass choices. Man, I suck at choices. Matter of fact, I don't like forks in the road and I don't like having a bunch of options, you know, because I'm probably going to make the wrong fucking choice. I have a record of making bad choices in life. But I own them and I learn from them and I can think back and I say, you know what? I know damn well I ain't going to go to the left no more because that motherfucker right there was a bad deal. And you learn from your mistakes, but you own it. Don't sit up there and say all women is pieces of shit because you picked a bad one and she got you. She clocked your ass in the head and took you for your shit, you know? And I'm sorry, but I had to go there. Why the motherfuckers be talking about, ooh, you like this bitches with these big titties and these big asses, but then you got a woman at home that's built like a fucking teenage boy. She ain't got no titties, no ass. You married her, you give her every damn thing, and then you come chasing my ass, talking about I want you. You crazy motherfuckers. Anyway, that was a sidebar. I had a moment. I had a whole fucking moment just now. Yeah, I just seen his bitch at the house and I was like, seriously? I gotta revamp. I gotta really fucking revamp. Revamp. So, without further ado, I hope that you have downloaded the new Bashani Radio app and you're able to flow through listening to me. I appreciate all the listeners. I just found out that I was number one show for the month of April. I don't know shit about May. We are about to be in June. But that's really inspiring to be number one listen to show. Y'all keep it up. Keep on listening to my shit. Keep on giving me feedback. Tell me what you want to hear. Good, bad, or indifferent. Come on, come with it. If I see you in that hotel trying to make motherfucking meals out of that shit, you know, you in there cooking noodles and vegetables and all of that, I ain't mad at you. Go ahead and make your hotel soup. But when you out there making that hotel soup, ask yourself, have you spent enough time with you? Why the fuck are you there? And who are you trying to see? Because, you know, you ain't going to be making no damn hotel soup if the job, you know, you on a work stroll, because the job more than likely going to pay for your meals. So if you in there making hotel soup, you probably doing some other trick shit all the way around the table. But that's neither here nor there. But yay, this is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.